All right, let's begin. Let us begin. Okay, I have a new handout. It starts on page 190. On the bottom it says, Taf Resh Sadi Beis. But before we do, let's at least do one halacha from Taf Resh Sadi Aleph, an interesting halacha, halacha Yudalit. Let's go back one halacha. One halacha Yudalit. Im Nikdu Nikudos B'Megillah. You see this sometimes. Sometimes when I was in my younger years, I would be asked to come and lay the Megillah for people who were homebound, and I didn't have a Megillah. So I said, I'll come, but I need a Megillah. Oh, no problem, we have a Megillah. We have a Megillah at home. It was very common. So I come there and they give me the Megillah. And you see some very strange Megillahs. When you're in this business of going around and lending for people in their home, and sometimes you would see in the Megillah were Nikudos. On selected words were Nikudos. The Shaila is, are you allowed to do this in the Megillah? Another example, are you allowed to have a Keser, a Hamelech? It's very common. Very common, Hamelch Megillah, they're beautiful crowns. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's color, there's artwork. Mm-hmm. There's some fantastic Megillahs that are available, which are very, very expensive, which have artwork, colored artwork that surround the Kesav. The Kesav is perfect. The Kesav is perfect, La Halacha, but surrounding the Kesav is artwork. Is this proper? And even going really pushing the envelope is to go put dots in the actual text itself to make it easy for the person to read. So he writes over here, Nikduna, by the way, if you do this on a Sefer Torah, yeah, it is puzzle. Yeah. There is no Shiloh, nothing to talk about. And it's a very big problem because sometimes the Seferim, this is a very, very big problem. I saw this, I had this lane sometimes, is when they prepare the Sefer Torah, when they prepare, they correct it, they use pencils. They write pencil marks when there are mistakes, or they want to make notations for whatever reason, and they write in pencil on the parchment an indication that this word over here is wrong, or this word, whatever it is, and the corrections are made, or maybe they're not made, and they forget to erase the pencil marks. According to many Poskim, the Sefer Torah is puzzle. If you do not take out the pencil mark, has the same status, even though it's not black, it's pretty dark, it's close enough, and even though it's temporary, it doesn't make, because the truth is real ink, the way it was meant to be, is you should be able to erase the text on the Sefer Torah. That's the way it was meant to be. Today, it's almost impossible. The inks today, the technology over the last, every year, they get better and better. There's new technology, is the ink that they use for tefillin, mezuzos, and Sefer Torah is so permanent, it's more permanent than anything that you can buy in the market, anything you can buy commercially on the market. They have techniques with it seeps into the parchment, and the different chemicals and techniques, and the real professional surfer know what they're doing, but that's not really the way the Chazal said the Ksav Sheyochel L'Zayif. It's very clear in Chazal that it should be very, very easy to erase a letter in a Sefer Torah. You don't do it, of course, because Hashem, you don't want to erase a letter in Sefer Torah, but that's really the way it's meant to be. We're not going to do that today because whatever the reason is, we don't want it to be erased. We're not looking for trouble. But the nafkamina is, if you have a pencil mark, which is something which can very easily be erased, it doesn't matter. As long as the mark is there and it's dark and it stays there for a long time, it's called a mark, and you add any additional dot in the Sefer Torah that does not belong to the Sefer Torah is puzzle. Mm. When it comes to a Megillah, the rules of Megillah are relaxed. They're much more lenient, and therefore there are some that suggest it's not such a bad idea to put Nikudos. Better you should read it correctly than have a Megillah that's so perfect that does not have the Nikudos. Now he rejects that. The Aruch HaShulchan is... No, it's possible. Mezuzah is possible. Mezuzah indeed would be possible. The rules of Mezuzah are even more strict, believe it or not, even more strict than the Sefer Torah. It has a Sirtut. So Sefer Torah does not have to... Sirtut. Mezuzah is considered correct. Kesidron. But even besides that, it has to be perfectly straight. Perfectly straight. A Sefer Torah, if it... it's a little bit not so straight, it's okay. Quickly. It's okay, but a mezuzah is probably the most chomor.
You ever see a Sefer Torah like that?
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
The what?
Not a straight line.
Yeah, yeah.
Not perfect.
I never
saw, but same time. Okay, let's read this. Let's go quick. If you go and you put dots in the Nikudos Megillah, it should cut to Atamim. Or... Or you add the trap, you put an indication, the trap. Or you end the very first daf, The brachas, right? The brachas, the three brachas. Hamagillah, the apiyut, shalom Megillah, or you write the piyutim at the end of the Asher Haney, and the Megillah, why should you go look for a sitter? Have it printed right into the Megillah itself. Eina nifselas bekach. So first of all, you should know it's a kosher Megillah. You can make a bracha. You can still make a bracha, and it was a kosher Megillah. On the other hand, if you have a Megillah that's part of Ksuvim, if you have a whole big book, you have Daniel, Ezra, Nehemiah, Chumash, Megillah, it's all attached to each other and written on parchment with Diyai, you lo yatsa. If you lay in the Megillah from a sefer of Ksuvim, that's a parchment with Diyai, lahalacha, that's all attached to each other, you're not yaitza the Megillah. The Megillah has to be separate.
That's only
Bitzibur. Delo yatsa Bitzibur. I find in these cases, when you write Ben Aksuvim, delo yatsa Bitzibur. Oil of mana, what that means? B'yachid you yoytzei?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess so.
B'yachid you could
let him kill him. From that's from Ksuvim. Oh, l'ma shakos shakosam psulim b'zeh. This that we said that other Ksuvim, you have a Sefer Torah that has that as possible. The Zelman Yoni HaMegillah, that is why, that the reason why this is an exception is because the Megillah, the rules of the Megillah are more relaxed. Therefore, again, if there are dats, if they have brachas in the beginning, the piyutim at the end, b'di'evi, the Megillah is kosher, and you can make a bracha. Oh, mikol makom, it's not a good idea. Mikol makom, l'chatchila, also you should not do this. L'chatchila, sefer should not, or an individual should not put dats into the Megillah to make it easy to read. Well, that's a Mordechai, gam b'di'evi p'sula, the Mordechai, we don't pass it like this, even though we normally pass it like the Mordechai, almost everything we do, the Mordechai is one of the most influential. We shine him in the Seder Halacha. The Mordechai holds that you have a dot in the Megillah, the Megillah's puzzle. The Kasav Rabbeinu Habeisyoise Besiv Yud in Ein Megillah Kasher Karim Vayisoy B'Chumish B'Loy Baracha Akal Hashanah. Let's say you do not have a Megillah, so laying the Megillah from a don't just go let Purim pass by without laying the Megillah. Read it from a Chumish, but unfortunately you cannot make a Baracha. Akal Hashanah V'Dafka Chumish Asu B'Beglila V'Loy B'Chumashim Shalanu Hanitfasim. Okay, he says a chumash that's begalila. I guess I don't know. I guess like those children megillas.
What?
V'dafka chumash also begalila v'loy b'chumashim shalanu hanutfasim that are printed. Ulani estaiti near din chavanas. Let's say it's dechayv of megillah. It doesn't mean anyway. You can make a bracha. El dechay kamar sheyikra b'chumash kadei liskor hanes. V'imkein gam chumash shalanu gikein dif. The Aruch Hashulchan doesn't understand what he means. Basically, if you don't have a kosher megillah, do not let Purim pass without reading the Megillah, even from a Chumash, but of course you cannot make a bracha. And also, there are those that are matir to write, like we said, so here's the dilemma. What happens if you have a person that you have, this is the choice, either I can put the Tamim in the Megillah, and that way I will lay in the Megillah with the trop, or if I don't put the Tamim in the Megillah, I'm going to have to just read the words. So Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, it's better to have a Megillah that does not have any Tamim written inside and read the Megillah without the trop. That's not so good. The trop is part of the Mesorah. When you miss a trop, you know, you're really missing a flavor. It's a perish on the Pasuk. You know, there are places, they're not common among us at all, but there are, we read about this in the Paskin, that there were kihilos. They were very makbid, the Baal Kriya. If he makes a mistake in the trop, they make him read the pasuk again. They make him, because when you're reading a pasuk and this trop, a dargos severe, kadma v'yazla, munach, zarko, segol, that's part of the parish of the pasuk. Mm-hmm. And if you do not, the Baal Kriya misses a trop, you have denied the tzibur of a 100% fulfillment of their Kriya Satora. Now this is unacceptable today. I've never seen a shul that is makbid on this, and it's kama, you should know that it's very rare for Baal Kriya to get the trop perfect, 100, even the best Baal Kriya. You're going to miss a Pashta, a Kadma, they'll never even know it. They'll never even know what they're missing. You know, sometimes you're so used to what you're doing all the years, you don't even realize, I don't realize that that's a Munach over there. I just read it, it's in my mind.
Yes,
you know, it's all in your mind. It becomes a record player, a tape recorder, after you lay in a couple of times. You don't even realize, you know, that's a Munach, and that's a Kadma, the nuances. So it's very, very weird. You follow along, you watch the Baal Kriya very, very carefully. You're always going to find even the best Baal Kriya, the best of the best. They make mistakes in the Tanit. No one's going to correct them. And even the best of the best, they make mistakes in the words. I remember I used to have in a place where the Baal Kriya was second to none. I mean, he was fantastic, fabulous, fabulous. I mean, he knew when he lay, you saw he was presenting Rashi and the Ramban. It was a show. But you know something? He made mistakes. He made, I would say, at least one mistake every 2 weeks. In the vowels, he read the wrong word. He mispronounced it, and the whole tzibur would jump. And I wouldn't say, wow, look at this guy. This guy, he's so good. And if he can make a mistake, so I can also make mistakes. What do you want from the plain people? If even the big people make mistakes, so the simple people there. But then there are Bali Kriya, you should know, that never make a mistake. Okay? There are certain Bali Kriya, never ever will it be caught dead making a mistake in the words, in the vowels. But Trump? Yeah. Okay? Mm-hmm. Even they make Trump. So here, over here, you know how you have living the Megillah, and here you're kneeling with absolutely no Trump whatsoever. The only solution is to give me 10 minutes and to put in some Trump into the Megillah for those hard psukim, and I'll have the Trump. He says, don't do it. Better laying without Trump than to laying with Trump. We're putting the Trump in the middle of the society.
The
stipulation
is that you have to at least the sof pasuk.
Yeah.
You gotta finish the pasuk.
That's a whole different world. That's a whole different thing. Absolutely. Mlichta b'lachatam b'kimegillah. Now, v'im kar b'megillah gezula nu halacha. Let's say you steal a megillah. You go to the sefer and you say, I want to buy a megillah. You have no intent to pay. You just take the Megillah for Yom Tov, and then you give it back to him. Megillah Gizula. I say the mitzvah. Yes, 100%. There's only one thing: you can't make a bracha on the Megillah. You can say the mitzvah, but you can't make the brachas. No brachas. But you don't have to lay the Megillah again.
Well, what if you had intended to pay and then you decided?
Okay, that's a different story. The Mkarbe Megillah Gezula Yotza, the Leshayach Gezel Bekoil, the Amutin Levar Choleha, can you make a bracha? Nisbar Lel Sim Tafresh Vem Tes Lenin Lula Vahuadil Keani, Ayin Shom, Beard says no. Okay, you can't make a bracha. Because Shaloi Levarich Vein HaBrach Smakvas. So you don't make a bracha. Come to Shul. Rabbi said, there are no brachas here. The shul did not pay his bills. The people have not given money for all, therefore we are in debt. The bank has foreclosed on the assets. So this was the Megillah Gezula, and therefore we're not making brachas on the meal. Less people want to come forward and give some money in order to pay off our debts. So that's halacha. Now listen, just using this as a springboard to tell you some other things, is that there are other issues. So what about writing, going back to what we described before, so lachatil, you should not put dots and not put the ta'amim in the words of the Megillah. That is a given. That is clear. What about the hamelach, the kesarim? So there are different opinions on this matter. Some opinions hold that lechatkila it's mutar because the chavivus of the Megillah allows us to enhance the parchment on the top with beautiful designs, kesarim and color and illustrations, v'chulu. However, many other places can disagree, and they hold that it's not a hiddur. It's not a hiddur at all to have a crown on top of hamelech, and it should not be done. In Lakewood, the Ir HaTorah, they frown upon it. The Bnei Torah, they do not go for this. They do not go for having the crowns. What?
They don't go for this.
The Megillahs there are bare. Another issue, which is also a controversial issue. People do this. Is the target. First of all, let's discuss another topic, very interesting topic. Do you have crowns? The Tagim, the Shatnes Gates, the Tagim in the Megillah. Absolutely, right? That is the exception. Who says you should do that? It's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You look in Shulchan Aruch, it's shocking, you'll discover that Shulchan Aruch says there are no Tagim. The ksiva of the Megillah should not include Tagim. It's beer. It's a Megeres. There are no Tagim. In the Sefer Torah, if you don't have Tagim, it's Kamat Pasol. Pabash Pasol. There are no Tagim in the Sefer Torah. Pasol, can you imagine? And in the Megillah, no Tagim. The Arizal. Today, it just goes to show you how far we're influenced by the Arizal. Today, you're not going to be able to buy a new Megillah today. They don't even make. Maybe you'll go find some old Megillahs from 100 years ago that had no Tagim. But today, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing today as a person writing a Megillah that does not have perfect Tagim the same way we write a Sefer Torah. Who's of the opinion that there should be Tagim? The Arizal. In Yoni Kabbalah. So we are so heavily influenced by Kabbalah, by the Arizal to have Tagim. Now, we have to add now. Interesting. Where is there a taka halacha where there are taka no tagim? A get. A get is written in Ksav Ashuris, and the only thing that I'm aware of in halacha and where there is an hakpada, no tagim, is a get krisos. So that means that Mikar Hadin, a Megillah, is not just a Nigeris. It's very, this something needs to be thought about. This needs to be developed. What exactly this means. The Megillah, to some degree, is a reminder of a get krisos. It's Golos. You have to understand the Megillah of Purim, the story of Purim is the story of Golos. We are in Golos. The whole event, the miracle of Purim, took place in Golos. And it was Lahashmid, Laharag, Laabedes, Kol HaYehudim. It's only in the Zuchus of Lech Kenais, Kol HaYehudim. How do we get here? How do we get to such a matziv? Israel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, drove us out of the land. It's the Pasuk in Yeshaya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent us away. Kaveh Yochel Hashem has delivered to us a get krisos, get lost. I don't want to know from you until you do tshuva. It's bittersweet. There's a lot of bitterness or sadness built into the Megillah. We lay in Eicha, a number of psukim. We sing the Nigun of Eicha. The text resembles Me'ikar Hadin, not according to what we do today from the Arizal. It's a get. You open up the Megillah, you're looking at a get. Hashem sent us away. Well, okay. We don't do that today. We have the
not like that, but the attitude changes by the end.
Right, but we have to. You have to. It's a bittersweet experience. Purim. On the one hand, it's miraculous. I always say, the people who live through Purim, you don't think that we can relate to this today because it's in the news, and we ourselves, many people suffer themselves from post-traumatic syndrome. What's the last word?
Stress.
Post-traumatic syndrome stress.
Disorder.
So you don't think that people that lived in time of the Purim miracle, they did not suffer from this disease, this thing we call today post-traumatic stress disorder for years to come. When there was a gezeira, lahashmid, laharog, la'abedes, kol ha'yehudim, minar, v'yadzokim, mitaf, v'noshem, v'yam, yom, v'yachad. You don't think it haunted them, the children, for generations to come? The memories of what happened? Okay, it's a miracle, we survived. So, it's such a happy event. It would have been better, we didn't have to know from such a thing altogether. At least the Mitzrayim, they were slaves for 210 years. It was a way of life. They didn't know from better. The people that went out of Mitzrayim, most of them, they were born into this. It wasn't like they had a life and they had tzaris and then they got better. They were slaves. They were there for 210 years. They were born as slaves. So then, you see us in Mitzrayim. Then it was taka, simcha. It was a full simcha because they didn't know from better. But here, the people were thrown off balance by what happened. It's a very complex type of yomtiv. Now, going back to what I wanted to mention is there is a very common minig among people who write Megillahs, and this is controversial. Controversial is when you write tagim, there is a way to write tagim. If you have a zayin, how do you write a tag on a zayin? Every zayin. There are three tagim. The middle tag is the highest. The one on the right is the second highest. And the one on the left is the third highest.
The lowest.
So in other words, the center is the highest. Why the right? Because the right is rachamim. And the left is midas hadin. And rachamim must prevail over midas hadin. And what happens if you have a word that has two letters next to each other, or three letters next to each other, that need tagim?
Five letters next to each other.
In the Megillah, it's a Let's say you'll find words. You'll find words which have multiple letters next to each other, nitagim. So you will see, very common in Megillahs, is that the Sofer takes advantage of the situation, and he makes all the tagim like in a design. Like, so he starts with the letter on the extreme right, all the way it gets low, and then as you get to the middle, it gets higher and higher, and it comes down all the designs. The Sofrim like to show their skills, their artistic skills, in taking words that have multiple tagim, and taking all the tagim and making out of the tagim. Oh, I got tagim. Every letter has three tagim, but the size of the tagim. So here you're manipulating the tagim. You're manipulating. That's not really the way you write tagim. And the Sefer Torah, if you do that, it's not possible. It's not possible, but it's not a good idea. And you see this also in some Sefer Torah. Some of the old Sefer Torah, you see this also. But this is another dilemma among the Paiskim. If a Sefer wants to embellish a Megillah, and you're going to see this in a lot of Megillahs, embellish a Megillah by manipulating the Tagim in words that have multiple Tagim, by making beautiful designs and not sticking to the rules. The rules are, you have a letter, there are three Tagim, this is the way the Tagim are, stop. A little bit higher, a little lower. Every single letter has its set of rules. Is this something which is permitted, or it is a violation of halacha. And to this, there are different opinions. In the Lakewood, the Ir HaTorah, they don't go for this. They don't go for this. The Sefer, they what sells, the people who are writing Megillus to sell in Lakewood, I know the Bnei Torah, they frown upon this. They write a Megillah like you write a Sefer Torah. Okay, the letters, everything is to be, it's dry. No crowns, no colors, no designs. Of course they have tagin, but no manipulation of the tagin. No manipulation. Special order, you can speak to the cipher, you can get one that has some very, very elaborate tagin, but it's something to keep in mind, it's something to look out for when you see Megillah. You're going to see a lot of strange things. Brachos in the beginning of the Megillah, piyutim at the end of the Megillah, that's in the words, the Tamei HaMikra, tagin. They go to town with the tagin and crowns, colors, designs. And also another thing which is very problematic is spacing. Is that sometimes you write through two columns, one column, two columns, three, and then you have this wide open space and a beautiful illustration.
An illustration.
So you spend two, three columns illustrating what happened in the Megillah until that point in time. Are you allowed to do that?
No.
The Megillah has to be written. If you don't have blank space, you have a column, a column, a column, a column, a column. Who gives you permission to go and open up wide spaces, wide columns, and fill it up with illustrations? Does that passel the Megillah? No one's going to tell you it does. Hey, you're not going to find. I don't think you're going to find that says
that
it's passel.
Clearly, Megillah is in
a separate category.
With more leeway.
But that is the dilemma. That's the dilemma. How far could you go? In the Sefer Torah, it's possible. Sefer Torah, it's clearly possible. How far, how much do we have in the Sefer Torah? All right, let's go to the next halacha. Halacha, Tav Reish, Tzadi, Beis. Din, Brachas, Megillah, Beis, Chassidim. Chakoris, Megillah, Baruch, Gil, Tavu, Lefanecha, Gil, Brachas. Al, Nikra, Megillah. Vishas, Anitzan, Vaseinu, Vashachiyanu. By the way, how do you say the last bracha? Shechiyanu, Viki Yimanu. By the way, you have to know the Yud. Viki Yimanu. It's a Shvanah. Okay, remember that. It's not Nikimanu, it's Kima. That's the proper way to say the word. Let's go to the videotape. Let me find the page. Let's see. Chanukah Purim, page 786. Page 786. So here's the bracha. Shehechiyanu. Viki Yimanu. The Yud is a Shva Na, according to everyone. No machleket, no of Zalman Hennes here. This is according to everyone. It's Viki, the Chirik. When you come to the Yud, it's a Shva. But it's as if you're beginning the Yud for the very first time. Viki, Ye. Not Viki. It's Viki, Ye, Man. And the emphasis is on the Mem. Now, the Higiyanu, now is it, now here there are three different ways to say this. Is it Lazman Hazeh? Is it Bisma, I have a lamed. I thought it was Bisman Hazeh. I don't know. So here they have Lazman Hazeh. Or is it I'm sorry. That's correct. That's the Shahi. I'm sorry. Go back. Second bracha. Sha'asa Nisim La'avayseinu Bayimim Bohem. I'm sorry. That's the word. Bazman. So is it Bazman with a patach? Or is it Bizman with a chirik? Bizman? Or is it Uvi or the Vav? Uvizman hazeh. We had this discussion when we learned the laws of Chanukah.
Yeah,
Chanukah, the same exact discussion. There are three different Yersois, Nuschos. And basically, when you say the word with a patach, Bazman, it simply means, in those times. Bazman means the calendar date. Bazman hazeh means you've done miracles for our forefathers by a mimochem in those days. Bazman hazeh, on this calendar date. Bazman, it's Yud Dalet Adar. So we're now at the time of the year, the cycle of the year of when you've done miracles for our forefathers. Some people are not happy with that because they want to say, we want to acknowledge that Hashem has done the same poor miracle for us today. The fact that we survived, that we're still here today, is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has done the poor miracle for us multiple times, every day. So therefore, some say, Bizman, Sha'asa Nisim La'avoseinu Bayamim Bohem. And in addition, Bizman Hazeh. Today, Bizman Hazeh, today again. Now, if you say Bizman, it's better if you would say Uvizman, where you add the Vav, that really makes it clearer. u'vizman hazeh, and in addition to what you've done in the past, you've also done miracles for us bizman today as well. Some are happy because we only can say, make a bracha on miracles you do bizman hazeh only when Chazal have ordained you to do so. Okay, if Chazal have not ordained that you should go and make a bracha of miracles, if no one's denying the fact that miracles are happening, miracles happen all the time, but you don't have a license just to go make brachas whenever you want. You have to follow the rules of Chazal. So what's giving you the right to go say uvizman if that's not the correct girsa, and that's a very weak girsa? But you should be aware, when they lay the Megillah, the Baal Kriya, when they make the bracha, if you listen carefully, you're going to hear a lot of strange things. And one thing you're going to hear is, some will say Bizman, some will say Bazman, some say Uzman, some don't know what they're saying altogether. And you'll ask them, what did I say? I said, I don't know what I said, I don't know why I said it. I said what it says in the Siddur, what it says in the Kriya call for memory. The Zehu is in the Nigun of the brachas. I'm not a Baal Menagin, I can't sing for the life of me, but the Nigun of the Baal of the brachas. So there's a very classic nigun Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim sing this. They say Baruch. They say that like Shefa. They do the same. Okay. So the nusa you just said is very common among. It's very common. That's the same exact. That's the very common that nigun is twice a year. Shefer and Megillah. Yes. Only two times you hear that nigun by Ashkenazim. Then there's a Hasidish Nigun. There's a Hasidish Nigun. Years ago, when I learned how to lay in the Megillah, I listened to a tape. Phenomenal. The person laying the Megillah, just out of this world. You probably can get it today. It's a show. It's available somewhere. And I don't know if it matters. I didn't know this Nigun. Baruch. I don't know. So he had a different Nigun. And I'm not a Baal Menagin, so I'm not even going to try to say the Nigun for you. But that's what I was taught. That's what I memorized as a child. So I remember I lay in the Megillah in Shul, my father's Shul, Zohar Levracha, and my mother never came. It happened to me that year, my mother happened to hear me lay in the Megillah. And she says to me, in the Megillah, she says to me, the Nigun you use for the Brachas, I haven't heard that Nigun since I was a child. And you brought out a memory from going back, from way, way back. Where did you hear that Nigun from? Where did you get that Nigun from? It's the tape. It's on the tape. So indeed, and I asked around, and indeed, it's very interesting that nigun is a sacred nigun, which goes, it's a Hasidish nigun. It's a Hasidish nigun, which is very unique, and among Hasids, everything has a Torah to it.
You even, know the tune?
Let's see. Baruch. I'm not a Baal Menagin, whatever it is, but everything has a Messiah. Even the nigun of the brachas, you're going to lay in the nigun of the brachas of like Rosh Hashanah, or you're going to do some type of special nigun that was the mesorah that a nigun kadman that was used specifically for the brachas. The end of the Megillah is always a nightmare. I've yet to hear a good Baal Kriya do a nice nigun at the bracha Haraves Rivenu. They all seem to batch it up. No, Haraves Rivenu Vadonis Vinokim Mistik Masenu. There's a way to do it. There's a nice way to do it, but for some reason that at the end of the Megillah, the Baal Kriya, they don't give it much thought. They do whatever they do.
Well, because they want to.
Everybody's rushing.
Everyone's rushing. Okay. This year is a Mila. This year is a very big Mila. This year is a very big Mila. You're able to go into Purim with Menuchas HaNefesh. Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos. Even though everyone's always running on Mitzvah Shabbos. I don't know where. Why is everyone running on Mitzvah Shabbos to go somewhere? But this year, at least you're not hungry. You're not hungry.
Check your email.
And you can go into Purim with Menuchas HaNefesh. All right, so we have three brachas. And Sha'asanis, and we have three different ways. And we have Shechianu. You have to say Shechianu with Shechianu. The Ki Yimanu. Next. Now, V'loma Ein Mevarachim, why don't we make the bracha L'shmoya? The second page, why don't we make the bracha L'shmoya Mikra Megillah? Sha'arei HaKari Hu Rak Echad, Sha'arei HaKari Hu Rak Echad, V'chol Am Shailim. K'mo'yosh Mevarachim L'shmoya Kol, we discussed this yesterday. Shofar, the bracha is L'shmoya Kol Shofar. And here, the majority of people who are listening, only one person is actually reading the Megillah, D'loy Dami, so the answer is, we explained this yesterday, the Hasam HaShmiya Hara HaVeyekar HaMitzvah. When it comes to shofar, what's critical is to listen. If you blow the shofar so quietly that you don't hear what you're blowing, you're not yotze. You have to hear. If you read the Megillah quietly, softly, and you don't hear what you're saying, you yitzal mgilim kar v'lo yishmil oznav yotza k'moy b'kriya shma v'yimkin ha'kriya hu ha'ikar. The ones that are listening are really reading. Why are they reading? The yoytze was shemeya ka'ine. The shemeya ka'ine. V'atzibor yanu amin al kol bracha v'lo yomu baruchu v'ruch shemo v'havi hefsik. Here they announce this. Do not answer baruchu v'ruch shemo when the Balkriya says baruchat to Hashem, because whenever you're mechavim to be yoytze with the bracha, we consider baruchu v'ruch shemo to be a hefsik. So therefore, you should not answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Get base. V'gam b'kriyas ha'megillah de yom v'racham elah yil gil brachas. Chiddush. You make the Shechayanu again by day. The Rambam Pasak, you don't. We don't follow the Rambam in this area. The Rambam Pasak, we review a lot of repetition. We review some of the lachas. The Biyom Insoch l'vach Shechayanu shari kvar al-berich v'layla. Aval, Rabbeinu Tam. Pasak shetzoch l'vach Shechayanu b'yom gamkin de ikar ha-mitzvah sechi b'yom. The ikar mitzvah is by day. According to what how we pass. We pass the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, and we decrease by day. Kamash Shakasa, B'Sim, Shuri, you wear your Rabbeinu Tam tefillin when you make the bracha Shechayanu. Because Rabbeinu Tam says, we pass like Rabbeinu Tam. Kamash Shakasa, B'Sim, Tufer, Ish, Pezayin, V'Avagam, Shechayanu, B'Sukas, Yoytzim, Gam, B'Birich, Koydim, Regel, B'Shas, Asiyas, Sukkah, K'Mavur, B'Sim, Mor, Mora, Me'Iker Hadin, Me'Iker Hadin, we don't do this anymore. But when are you supposed to make a Shechayanu for the Yom Tov of Sukkas? When you build your Sukkah. When you put up your sukkah is the moment when you should make the Shechayanu. For whatever reason, we wait until Sukkot, when we make Kiddush, to make the Shechayanu. But that's not Nikar Hadin. V'yimkein lo yigora Shechayanu delayla mishol koydim aregel. So therefore he's asking a question. Therefore when we make the bracha of Shechayanu at night. So even though he's asking a question. Alright, let's give Rabbeinu Tam his due. The Iker Kriya is by day. Maskin. Rabbeinu Tam is correct. Rambam out. Rambam, we're in the hall. Rabbeinu Tam is correct. So, but there's no harm done in making the Shechayanu at night, or making the Shechayanu even before Purim. The Haraya, you can make a Shechayanu when you build your Sukkah. As long as you're within 30 days of Sukkot, you can make a Shechayanu. So as long as you're within 30 days of Purim, you can make a Shechayanu. So even though the Rambam, even though Rabbeinu Tam may be right, you can make the Dikur, the Zikri is by day, we should be able to make the Shechayanu at night. Ach Megillah Shaini. Here is a very beautiful principle. The Iker Hanes Hoye Biyoim. The Iker Hanes was by day. Ulechein loykavu mitzvahs podim shaluch shalachmanos b'shalom mishte rak biyoyim only by day. Va'od dehum ha'meroy ha'ilvach shachyan al mitzvahs podim. The simchol mishte b'shalachmanos elad l'kavoy brach aleim loyroch ha'cham b'nei shachol yam toiv mehem yimei mishte v'simcha. Miu akapanim roy l'vach shachyan al megillah ulechein loy chav lotzes gam l'shachmanos mitzvahs podim. K'moy shakasu ha'gedolim. So the basic answer what you're saying over here is, as you just read is that since the Ikur Mitzvah is by Yoyim, the Nes took place by day. And that you can't do in advance. To commemorate the miracle. And since also the Shachyan was Chala and the Mishloach Manos, and the Mishnah of Simcha, and the Sudas Purim, and that is said which cannot be done in advance, you have to really understand why that they came in advance. I'm not clear with this, but basically is there are many more elements that are included in Purim that are higher, that are more significant than Sukkah. Sukkah you do in the mitzvah. It's Sukkah, what are you doing when you make a Shechayanu on the Sukkah? You're making a Shechayanu on the mitzvah. You're not making a Shechayanu on the Yom. That's what he seems to say. When it comes to Purim, you're making a Shechayanu, you're making a Shechayanu on the Nes. You're making a Shechayanu on the mitzvahs, the simcha, mishnah, mishloach manos, which are related to the day. I'm not really clear. I don't really, but whatever reason he's saying that Purim is unique, it's dependent upon the day itself, and that's why we have no choice but to make a second Shechayanu by day. And notice he does not say here, when you make the Shechayanu, or hashulchan lishav kavon for matonos le'evyonim. Okay, that's very controversial. We discussed this. What exactly is matanos le'evyonim? Is it a din of simcha? Is it a din of tzedakah? You don't want, if it's tzedakah, you don't make a shachyanu. When you go to shul, in a good shul, they'll make an announcement. When they lay in the Megillah, everyone should have in mind that when the shachyanu was made, the shachyanu was also for the mitzvahs hayoyim. And then they'll enumerate. Bar, Su'udas Purim, Mishloach Manos, and the Megillah. Oh, so do they say Matanos Lo Evyonim? Notice that the Aruch HaShulchan did not mention Matanos Lo Evyonim. This was a discussion we had. What exactly is the nature of Matanos Lo Evyonim? If it's a nature of Simcha, then yes. If Matanos again is Tzedakah, no. You don't make a Shechianu on the mitzvah of Tzedakah. It's not something to take advantage of. We're not happy that we have to come to a matzah where people need Tzedakah. There's no Shechianu v'kimon v'gil on someone else's tzaris. Okay, there's no Shechianu on someone else's yon, but if it's a din of Simcha, no, so then there is a din of making Shechianu. Gimel. Bracha shelacharecha ikara eina shayeches la Megillah. It's not part of the Megillah. L'chein pesachas bebaruch. V'harei yuk smuchu lebracha shelefoneha. Eina shayeches la Megillah. U'l'chein pesachas bebaruch. That's why it begins Baruch. It's not a continuation of the Megillah. V'harei yuk smuchu lebracha shelefoneha. V'eina doimu lebrachas ha-toyra. D'ikara niskino lehagoymer ha-sedra. Ach, Gozhu Mishum, Nichnasim, Yoysim, Shikolecha, Yvork, Lefonecha, Lacharecha, Venishar, Takona, Rishon, Lepsoyach, Gam, Bacharaina, Bebaruch, Alba Megillah, Elu Niskina Laham Megillah, Hoysa Pesaches, Bebaruch. Let's review. I read too much in one breath. When the Megillah is over, we make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokim, Melech Elam. Harav Esri Veinu, Adonis Nid, Vanakim Stigma Sain, Vanifa Lanu Mitzu, Vamasham Mulhoid, Avshay Rokha Hashem, Hanifa, Lanu Mikol, Sarayam, or Kel Amashia. It's a long bracha. So one would right away think the reason why we make a bracha when we finish the Megillah is the same reason we make a bracha when we finish reading the Torah. When one gets an aliyah, you make a bracha lifoneha, and a bracha liachareha. So when we lay in the Megillah, we do the same thing. We make a bracha lifoneha, and we make a bracha liachareha. Isn't that the first thing that would come to mind? If you ask a child, why are we making two brachas? That's no different than reading the Torah. Along comes Aruch HaShulchan and says, you've made a big mistake. The bracha that you make after the Megillah has nothing to do with making a bracha after you finish reading. When you make a bracha after you finish reading, is because when people come to shul, people have a tendency to come late. And if they walk in, they see they're reading the Torah, and they don't hear a bracha. When they finish the Torah, they think you don't make a bracha on the Torah. Chazal had no choice but to institute that a bracha be made after reading the Torah because of the people who walk in late. You ask, within one aliyah, we have to understand that originally there was only one bracha chorin to make. Originally it was you made a bracha at the first aliyah, and you made a bracha chorin at the end, the last aliyah. So it was a long time. So Chazal instituted a bracha at the end. Megillah, no one's coming in the middle. Because if you come in the middle, you're not yoytzim. So you don't have to worry about people who are nichnasim. So the whole reason doesn't apply. So why then is there a bracha? The answer is this bracha has really nothing to do with the Megillah. And then the proof to that is that you don't have a... It begins with Baruch again, Baruch HaTo Hashem, because if it's really with shach to the Megillah, then it would be attached to the bracha... So the bracha before the Megillah, which would now require to begin with Baruch. Well, that's what he says over here.
So then what?
So why do we look in the Efoshnim Mishnah, Resh Per Gimel, Makam Shnagul Levarech Yivarech? V'tali, this is a bracha in honor of the Megillah. It's not a bracha, it's in honor of the Yom Tif. It's not really attached to the Megillah, and depends on Minagim. It seems that some place there was a Minag not to make the bracha. For example, if you finish the Megillah and then you start having a conversation, you don't realize that you have to make a bracha. So the shayla is maybe you no longer can make the bracha. If the Baal Kriya, he finishes the Megillah and then before he makes the bracha, Baruch HaTo Hashem, he starts talking to the Gabbai and he says, what's for supper tonight? Okay, what are we doing tonight? When am I going to have a conversation? I have to make the bracha acharoina. So one would argue, since you were mafsik between the end of the Megillah and reciting the bracha, it's too late to make the bracha. You can't make the bracha because the bracha no longer has what to be chal upon. You would have to read the Megillah again from beginning to end in order to make the bracha acharoina. Along comes Aruch HaShulchan and says, no, you can still make the bracha even if you were mafsik, because the bracha you make in the Megillah is not really shaykh to the Megillah. It's a special birchas HaShevach. You give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle of Purim, and it's not necessarily related to the Megillah. That's why you can design that now. But now, let's go further. On Nuscha Bracha B'Tur, what's the Bracha? Now, here's something controversial. Hakel Haraves Rivenu. Now, notice the Aruch HaShulchan is the word Hakel. Okay, you can see in all of these Siddurim that word is always in parentheses. Some say it, some do not say it. Yeah. Some, why would you not say? Because some are of the opinion that since you're saying Elokeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ho'ilam. The word Elokeinu is a catch-all. Once you say Elokeinu, there's no need to say Hakel. Hakel means mighty. Elokeinu means really the same thing. I don't know how these things work. All different. Shameless is not my specialty in the Shameless Hashem. But Elokeinu, once you say Elokeinu, the place can say Hakel is. You don't say Hakel after you say Elokeinu, and therefore it should not be said. However, he quotes the Torah that disagrees. He says you should say it. So yesh v'yesh. Some do, some do not. At the end, you do say, because that's a new chasima. Ayin sham bruchu pesaches b'baruch. You saw bruchat Hashem kinyan mecholam. V'chasemes b'baruch b'bnei shehi bracha arucha. It's a long bracha. Sheyesh ba inyanim harbei. When you have a long bracha, then you start with the baruch and you end with the baruch. Gumash shemisayim b'shnei inyanim. How can you glue with two inyanim? Hanifra lanu mikol tzareihem. Hashem saves us from all of our troubles. And then hakel hamoshia. Those are two themes. How can you have two themes in one chasima? Hakel hamoshia. Avagav de'inuch. There's a rule in brachas in chasim b'shnayim. Hacha inyan echad hu. It's one inyan. It's one topic. It's one theme. And the ein teshua shleima ella kishanifra mitzareinu. There's only a Yeshua hakel hamoshia. Hashem. This is a real yisoid. Is that Hashem is only called a moshia, a savior, when he's nifro lanu mitzareinu. Salvation is only complete when we are spared from our enemies. Zesh amar b'psicha akel harav shiveinu, b'rif maskil harav. So here he quotes what I mentioned before. The rif says, do not say harav, akel. Omit the word akel. Takvar amar, like I told you, elokeinu b'psicha. Ela mishom d'mizmar, ayeles hashachar, mizmar chaf beis, in Tehillim. Which is a mizmah that is dedicated to the story of Purim, to Koyal Esther Tzaka, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani. Why have you abandoned me? Mishum Deshom, Deshem HaKodesh Azehu B'Chesed. This shame is Chesed, Kedosiv, Chesed Kel Kol Hayam. The word Kel is a name that is associated with kindness. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagibar, we say everything in Shimon Esher, Hakel. Hakel means you are a God of kindness. Goimel chasodim toivim, kindness. Kol hayom lechid oimim kain. That's why we say it. The shame zel hoyelanu, it's going to be of assistance. So therefore, the Torah says that if you want to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel harav esrivein. Really, we don't need Hakel. Once we say the Elokeinu, we're really done. But because the word Hakel is a name which invokes the kindness of Hashem, which we are in desperate need for, therefore it's kedai in order to repeat Hakel. He also has the word Hakel at the end. Hakel Hanifra. I'm not sure he has another nusach. The Rambam. I don't know what it means. But the Rambam.
Maybe he says twice. He says twice.
Hanifra. He's Hakel Hanifra. And then again.
Beginning and the end.
Normally, though, Kel is not.
Okay, here it says not.
And here, and in this context, it can be read as...
I guess it depends on the context. When Kel means rachem, when it means din, Kel literally means mighty.
Right.
Yesh le'el yodi la'asos lochem ra. I have power. Hashem is a Kel Elyon. He's in charge. He calls the shots.
Right.
He has power. And here we're telling us, you're telling me it means din. Kel means din, like Elohim. And now over here, he's quoting over here from Tehillim that Kaili is Kel, Loma Zavtani, Rachamim. Esther is asking for Rachamim, Chesed. So you see, obviously, that it's not so simple. That's why I told you in the beginning. Shemos, don't get involved with Shemos. You buy the Siddur of the Rashash. You ever see the Siddur of the Rashash? Say, go to art, go to a bookstore, ask the Moicher Seifer, I want the Siddur of the Rashash. His eyes will start rolling. you want to sit over the Rashash, I'll take out for you this color book, this big, thick book, and every time it says Hashem's name, it has all the various things from the Mechavim, the Shemos, and the colors, and illustrations. And when you say, every time you say Hashem's name, you have to Mechavim all these correct things, and you'll save yourself from all problems. All right, that's it for okay. Let's go. Acha bracha zunagim lemapiut asher hein. This is one more paragraph. Acha bracha. By the way, before I forget, you do not make this bracha biyachidus. People make this mistake all the time. You only make the bracha kel harav veshivena for a minion, for a minion. If you don't have a minion, you're waiting at home for women. You're waiting at home for one person or two people, for a group of people, and you do not have a minion of 10 men, then you do not say kel harav veshivena. It's only made b'tzibur after the Megillah. Next, ois hey, acha bracha zuno hagim loyim piut asher hini. So at night, not by day, but at night you say the piut. It's a beautiful piyut. It's very, very unfortunate that we just gobble it up so quickly. But it says there are amazing things. Asher Haini, Vishashanis Yaakov. And after you finish Asher Haini, you sing Vashashanis Yaakov. Orur Homon Uvaruch Mordechai. Vishachris Ein Oimrim Asher Haini. Vimneshekvar Armor Piyutim. Now here's what's very bechidish. You already piyutim. You already said the Kravitz. Right, problem is most shuls don't say the krevets anymore.
No, we
say so. The krevets in the Shemona Esrei, during Chazaras Hashatz, it's coming back. I think it's making its way back in some shuls to say the krevets. So since you already said piyutim in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, so there's no need to say Asher Haini. Aval, but that would indicate. I once heard that if you're in a shul where you're not saying krevets, so you should say Asher Haini by day. Because you should say piyutim. It's a nice thing. It's a minhag yisrael to say piyutim. Okay, but we don't. But yes. Most shuls don't say krevets, and they don't say asher haini. Okay, most shuls the machmir. No krevets and no piyutim. Avol sheshanes Yaakov oimim. That you do say shetzach leimar. Why? Because not because sheshanes Yaakov is so important. Because you have to say the words arur haman ubaruch Mordechai. Our Haman could easily Yushalmi Shevan Bisimtafer Shadi Dain Shambi. That's critical. For some reason, I don't know why, but it's critical on Purim to say those words. It's critical. There's a Misaira to say on Purim the words Arur Haman Uvaruch Mordechai.
Before or after drinking?
Before and after. Before, and then when you get Adloy, then you start drinking. Ayin Sham. The Yimla Berach Abrachas Lelif Nevlechanecha. What happens if you don't make the Brachas? Like the brachas, yetsa the Megillah, absolutely yatsa. The brachas in Malchus. This happens. You walk in late. Some people they come in mamish by the skin of their teeth. They come in after the brachas have been made, before they begin the Megillah. What do? Right, you come in 2 minutes late, or you go out for a second. Right, you go out. You think of enough time, so you go out to the bathroom. You come back, and you walk in. Amen. Everyone says amen, and you miss the brachas, and now they're about to start the Megillah. So what are you to do? Nothing. Just listen to the Megillah if you can, if you have time. Before they start the meal, make the bracha yourself. Make the bracha yourself, or when they get to Haman's name, believe it or not, you get to have their clapping for a long time, you make the first bracha. You make the first bracha. The moment bracha that's critical is the first bracha during the time when the tzibur. Or I saw another sefer that you should make the bracha right away as the begins the meal, then catch up. You make the bracha, and then just read up to quickly where the Baal Kri is up to when you made the bracha. Or just wait until they get to Haman, and then it's not a hefsek. You can make the bracha during Haman. Ein ma'akus l'chein lo l'chein tam yuchal lecha levarich v'ashini yikra. If one person can make the bracha, another person can lay in. Because of our Ramad, the bracha shel acharecha ein ela b'tzibor ad kan l'shem. We said before the bracha shel acharecha is only when you have a minion. The yesh loymar that tam the kevin the ein shayich the Megillah. Like we said, it's not part of the Megillah. Alehi b'riches choida. The bracha harav esri veinu has nothing to do with the Megillah. It's the b'riches choida, b'riches hashavach. It just happens to be the proper time to say this after you lay in the Megillah. But you have to have a minion. And therefore, Mishom Pursum and Isa, Loiniskuna Ella Bit Sibur, Sheyesh Pursum Veloy Biochid, Veda, Shevu Zeb Shem Yushalmi, Viani Loy Matsasi Zeb Yushalmi. So here the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Beis Yosef brought this name Yushalmi, but guess what? I have Itzra Chachma, and I typed this in, and I couldn't find it in the Yushalmi, so something of you is missing. Vishom Echon Hashem Loiniskur Zeb Shvil, Halekan Mevi Minak Shte Yeshivais, the Varicha Chavecha. He brings here something different, okay? Shvil Shvoli Leket. You once told me that you have a different minute. You do say it after Yechidus. So that's where it comes from.
Why'd you say before not to say?
Because that's why I review the halachas in this safe and other sorrows. I always go to the halachas, and everyone says you don't make the bracha if you don't have a minyan. You don't make a bracha. I remember Mayevsky told me that he remembers that he is the sorry is you make the bracha even when you die, you do it b'yechidus. So I all the years I never heard this, I'm telling you, I read all the halachas, it says not to do it. So here he does bring the shivoli. Over here the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, yeah, that's what the Olam says, and the Olam says this b'shem Yerushalmi, and guess what, there is no Yerushalmi, it's make believe, there is no Yerushalmi, I don't know where they got this from. And in fact the shivoli halakad maybe minuk shtei yeshivas, two yeshivas levarich lacharecha bein biyachid. It appears that's the minhag olam. I never saw it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not the right place. Where I've been around, I never seem to be made privately. They don't make the bracha. I was told when I was 13 years old. It was an excellent experience. Halavai, everyone should have such a good experience. When I was 13 years old, there was a group Mitzvah Shabbos. This was before the days of Ava Subbanim, before the days of Arizman, before the days of basketball and baseball, but Mitzvah Shabbos had nothing to do. Mom, I don't even watch television, Mitzvah Shabbos. So the parents wanted to get the kids out of their hair on Mitzvah Shabbos. So they hired a very good Baal Kriya that he should teach the beginning of the winter, early winter, after Sukkot, he should teach the boys how to lay in the Megillah. They should all know, no, Mamish, the Trump, Mamish, the. So we had a fantastic, I don't remember his name, it was Rabbi Steinberg Shul. Yeah. Rabbi Steinberg Shul, so it was a fantastic Baal Kriya. And he taught us how to lay in the Megillah, and not just taught us to lay in the Megillah. Really, Ad Hayom Hazeh, it was like he taught us the halachas. He taught us the nitty gritty, all the halachas, every little detail of what to do in every situation, and all the minhagim and everything, what to do.
Fessel.
What?
Fessel.
I don't recall. And then this one of Bar Mitzvah, and it just sticks in my mind. We taught us you don't make the bracha harav eshrivenu when you're laning for a yachid. If you don't have a minion of men, even 10 women is not enough. You have to have a minion of men to make the bracha harav eshrivenu. And I saw this again. And every year I go through the halachas. You know, they have handouts. They send out handouts. This one, that one. This safer, that safer. You just go through the basic laws of reading the Megillah. And I always recall it being said that way. But here, look at this. The Aruch HaShulchan says that not so simple. So Yerushalmi doesn't exist. And he is Shibol Eleket. You should do it. You should do it. And Chumidume Shekein Minig Olam. So Yesh VeYesh. I stand corrected. All right. Let's take a short break. And then we'll discuss some other. Yeah, maybe we'll just say Agada. That's my Agada. We'll talk about Agada for a few minutes.